Repeated attempts to change Wisconsin's lemon law protecting new vehicle owners failed in the past, but a new bill has already passed the Assembly and received a public hearing by a Senate committee. Moreover, the revised bill now has the support of one of its biggest critics, trial attorneys. But a retired lemon law expert who worked for the Department of Transportation says it's still a bad bill for consumers. Rick Seletsky says eliminating double damages removes the incentive for manufacturers to do right by a consumer.
And if the manufacturer misjudges and goes to court to defend a lemon, they should receive a penalty for that.
The Republican author of the Senate bill, Jerry Petrowski, says lemon law attorneys were, in his words, playing games with car makers to get double damages. He says consumers will still be made whole.
Under this bill, the primary remedy, if a motor vehicle is deemed a lemon, remains intact.
Consumers would still be able to get a refund or comparable vehicle. They would have to wait longer, 45 days instead of 30. Consumers would also have to fill out a Department of Transportation form, which former DOT worker Seletsky says is unnecessary.
I'm concerned about language in the bill that if the new DOT form isn't filled out exactly right, it can be sent back to the consumer and the clock doesn't begin ticking. It seems more like a mechanism for gotcha than a sound requirement.
Seletsky says manufacturers already have the information required in the form. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.